Today is Saturday, March 14th, 2020, and this...
If you're going to celebrate, Las Vegas looks like a pretty spectacular place to do it.
It's 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 730.
Las Vegas,
I'm just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're going to give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you think that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're going to be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight.
All right. Suzanne Vega, and I'll be Luca. Just don't ask me how I am.
No, I shan't ask you how you are. Oh, what a weird fucking week it's been.
Oh, my God. It's been a lot.
I know. I don't know what's going on anymore.
And it's not going to, like, this is not the end of it.
Nope.
It's not like, oh, all right, we made it through this week. It's over. No, my friends.
Unusual times, and anyway, we're going to do, this is probably going to be, it will definitely be a kind of an unusual show. I found myself this morning feeling a little bit like I did after the October 1st shootings. It was October 1st.
Yep, 2017.
Yeah. Just, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think yesterday I used the word fragile to describe myself.
Yes.
And oddly enough, a couple hours later, a friend texted and used that to describe himself. It's like, I think everybody is feeling that way right now,
mm-hmm.
or a lot of us are, with this whole coronavirus thing. So, you know, we obviously...
And we can't really give hugs.
No hugs. We talked about it last week a little bit, and we're going to be talking about it a lot more because certainly a lot of things have changed, and I kind of just want to get some shit out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll feel better if I do.
Okay.
That was my thinking as I was working on notes this morning. Just like word vomit all over the show note page. Not literal vomit because that would be, you know, potential
Germy.
For spreading disease. Mm-hmm. We don't want to do that. All right. Before we jump in, let's thank some people. Our beloved Patreon patrons. They support this show week in and week out, and we appreciate them. Those folks include Carlos Rubin and Jeffrey. Those are both new patrons. Thanks for joining
thank you.
In. We appreciate that. And... others who have been supporting us for a while, including Charles Lipset, Stephen Brown, Gina Palmacci, and Anna. We
thank you.
All of these folks and all of our patrons. There's a lot of stuff going on Patreon right now. I was, as I said last week, going to be sending out pins this week, and I spent several hours working on it and realized that something bizarre happened and all the shipping labels were screwed up.
Yeah, like letters were missing and zip codes were jacked up. And,
yeah, so I have to start over. And as a result, I have to order more labels. Actually, I did order them. They'll be coming Monday. So anyway, I'm sorry that things are a few days late. Technology was not my friend. And I will get those out to you very soon. We're also planning on doing a live stream chat in the next couple weeks. We'll get that scheduled and we'll post something on Patreon with the time and date. Hopefully people can join us for that. I posted a new blog post yesterday about some of the things we'll be talking about on this show, as a matter of fact. And we've got a new video going up in the next couple days of our last trip when I ventured out of our lanai suite and into the pool area of Cosmo and did a little walkthrough of the pool level.
Is it on the recording where you realize you can't get back in? Or did you
yeah,
stop
I think it
that?
Might be. It might be. I know at the end I said, well, no, I'd figure out how to get back into my room. I got locked into the pool area. Well, not locked into the pool area. Just I couldn't get back to the room in the same way I left the room.
Mm-hmm.
It all worked out.
Yeah.
So anyway, lots of stuff coming on Patreon. And thank you to everyone who supports us there. You can check out the details at patreon.com/500 if you're interested. Okay, so all the regular news, there's not that much of it anyway, like usual restaurant openings and stuff, but there are a few things, and those are going to wait. We'll hold off, we'll talk
restaurants
about
restaurants are opening?
Eventually. On the next show, some announcements for some new things coming.
Okay.
But yeah, I just thought, let's get some things out there related to this coronavirus, COVID-19 thing that we're all
The Rona.
The Rona, the other name for it that teenagers have given it. That is hilarious, and upsetting. I know some people are upset about the term boomer remover, but that is fucking hilarious. I'm sorry. I know it's completely insensitive and horrible.
But I laughed for like 10 minutes about it when I found out.
I laughed about it because of all the outrage on Twitter when when it came out. People are just, this is the most horrible thing. I'm like, yeah, okay. Chill out. There's worse things, like the actual fucking virus. They're teenagers. They're going to come
up with... That's what they're going to do.
I salute them for their creativity. Anyway, so yeah, what's going on? There are a ton of closures right now, and there's so many, it would be pointless to list everything that's closing as a result of this in Las Vegas. It is, by the time we get done recording the show, no doubt something else will have closed.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess let's start with the immediate response. When things first started closing a couple days ago, not just in Las Vegas, but elsewhere, MGM Resorts announced very quickly it would be closing all of its buffets. We discussed this last week that we thought buffets were...
That was the first thing I thought of.
Yeah, that they were going to be a very...
or one of the first, yeah.
A very sticky... no, a very weird situation because everybody handling the same serving utensils...
Mm-hmm.
Just not great when you're trying to prevent the spread of a bad virus.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense that they would close those. Wynn at first announced that they were going to have employees serving food, which seemed like a reasonable way to go about it.
Yeah.
And then shortly thereafter, they decided, nope, we're closing it all together, along with some other stuff. They're going to be closing. A bunch of resorts are closing a lot of things. That's the...
Yep. Spas, fitness centers.
Shows, pools. Restaurants. Some of the clubs have closed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're going, just know you're going to have very limited options.
Yep.
Now, there are plenty of things that are still open. They may have reduced hours in some cases, but you don't know now what's going to close in a day or two.
Right.
Because this is still changing quite a bit. Of course, nationally and internationally, most major sporting events have been canceled in the foreseeable future, so there's not much to bet on. Some sports books have closed altogether. Some are staying open.
Is horse racing still going
on?
Yeah,
there's still some horse racing, I think.
Yeah.
There's still, I think there's probably a few obscure leagues out there that televise their sports.
Obscure soccer leagues and stuff if you really want to get degenerate about it.
Yeah. There have been employees at some of the strip resorts that have tested positive.
Yep.
I know Luxor and Mirage have both been named. There was a guest at Luxor who, I mean, I'm sorry, a guest at Mirage that was part of a conference a few weeks ago that tested positive. So it is in the, it's
somebody
not,
at Wet Republic, did you say?
Yeah, I think that was a report. There's a lot going on right now in terms of these sorts of reports, but Luxor, Mirage, and yeah, I think Wet Republic is the other one I saw. That's at MGM Grand, of course. So it is very much in the tourist areas of Las Vegas, or it has been. So I there's been a lot of speculation about whether or not entire casinos and hotels might close. I don't know. It seems to me like it's a real possibility.
Don't go around saying that shit until it's true.
Yeah. So that is a thing. Like right now, I think everybody is, there's so much stuff going around that is not, either not true or not confirmed. This is probably, you know, it can be fun to, like we talk about, you know, we do rumor watch and we'll talk about like, oh, it's rumored that Lady Gaga is going to be extending her residency, stuff like that. That stuff is pretty inconsequential in the overall scheme of life. With something like this, where it involves people's livelihood and people's vacations in a significant way, rumors right now are annoying the fuck out of me. Now, I already ignore a lot of that stuff, but it still comes up on the Facebook group from time to time. I deleted one the other night because it was I heard, and it's like, well, you know what? If you're not posting a legitimate source for this, I'm deleting it. There's enough places to get bad information. I'd rather keep the stuff on the Facebook group as reliable as possible. There's also, of course, a lot of people who are, you know, and I get this, but it's, well, I heard from a bartender friend of mine, or I heard from a cocktail waiter friend of mine. It's like, okay, but we all know there's a long history of those people not necessarily having the best information either. Mm-hmm.
They might have heard it from a customer who is an unreliable source.
They might have heard it from a coworker. And of course, in any workplace, there's a lot of speculation mm-hmm. when things are up in the air and there's unknown. So even that I'm taking with a grain of salt. This is one of those times where until it's reported either by a reliable source, like one of the news stations or newspapers or something, or mm-hmm. put out in an actual announcement from the resort, I'm not giving much credence to a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
Or if somebody posts a picture of a sign that says, we are closed on, you know, as a result of this, okay, fine. But mm-hmm. as far as the I heard stuff, fuck that right now. We don't need it.
Did you know that there's a town in Italy that is prohibiting orgies and gangbangs?
I would expect that you would be aware of such things, mm-hmm. knowing how you patrol the... Where do you find all this shit? What websites are you on?
Somebody posted it on Twitter.
Are you on the dark web?
No, I am not on the dark web. But I also learned that the Italian word for gangbangs is gangbangs.
Well, that's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, welcome to 500 by Midnight, folks. You just never know what you're going to learn from week to week. In the middle of a coronavirus discussion. Mm-hmm. Of course, you took it there. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You are welcome.
The Review Journal does have a running list of things that are closed or have announced closures, and they're keeping that updated on a regular basis. So, you know, whatever you think about the Review Journal, and I have mixed feelings about it on any given day of the week, but they do have some very good reporters there, and some of them are very good at keeping tabs on such things. One of the reporters, Bailey Schultz, does a really good job with business reporting.
Yeah.
She's worth a follow on Twitter as far as the sources of good information mm-hmm. When it comes to closures and stuff. And I know, too, with her, that if something comes up and I haven't seen this, but if she were to report something and then later find out that it wasn't accurate, she would correct it immediately. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's one good source. And like I said, that list on the Review Journal. Oh, and the Review Journal has opened up all its coronavirus coverage so that you can see it without hitting the paywall.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a decent thing to do in this situation as well.
Yep.
MGM Resorts is the first of the major resort companies to announce layoffs and furloughs.
Shocking.
Yeah, you know, we mentioned this last week on the show. Much like the buffet stuff, this is one of the things that came to mind. We're like, you know, MGM is going to be one of the first. It's not surprising. And I'm sure that it's not. There was a bit of a discussion.
I actually saw that. The first place I saw that was from Bailey Schultz on Twitter.
There you go.
Yeah.
There was a bit of a discussion on the Facebook group because somebody said, oh, what a surprise. You know, of course they would do this. And someone else said, oh, nobody's taking this lightly. I'm sure they're not, but very much in MGM's...
brand
very much. The only quote, and I haven't looked for a lot, but the only quote I've seen from Jim Murren about this is, we're doing what we can to shore up the bottom line. Well, of course that's his focus. That's because mm-hmm. that's what he does. They have a long history of not giving a shit about employees, or at least actions that would suggest they don't give a shit about employees. So it's not surprising. They won't be the last. There mm-hmm. will be others in this situation that they have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no money coming in to pay. I get it. But I know that Wynn is trying to, and they have a history of this too. They try to scale back hours or things like that, mm-hmm. but still keep everybody working to some extent. So I know that they're trying to go that route, and that's awesome that they're trying to do that at least. So we'll see. I hope that it doesn't, I don't know. There's potential for this to devastate a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
not just in Vegas, but elsewhere.
Yeah.
So I certainly feel for all the employees who are going to be affected by this, and there mm-hmm. will be very many. On a more selfish note, we ended up canceling a trip.
Yeah.
We were supposed to go in 2 weeks, mm-hmm. 2 weeks from today.
Yep.
At this point, we would be on an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to be.
No.
I wrote about this on Patreon. So for the folks who have read about this, some of this will be familiar, but... I think our experience brings up a larger point that I wanted to discuss a little bit. Mm-hmm.
So when did we first start talking about maybe we shouldn't go? Like a couple weeks ago?
Well, I think a couple weeks ago, you might have broached the topic and I said, no way, there's no chance that's going to happen.
Yeah.
How things change.
Mm-hmm.
But it got to be... I don't know. Was it early in the week?
Yeah,
like things started to get a little more questionable.
Yes.
So we really debated what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of things that went into our decision. One is potential risk to us.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, anybody who's listened to this show has heard you coughing periodically.
Oh, my God.
You've got a weird history of respiratory stuff that doesn't go away.
Yeah, anything, like, especially around 2014, anything from, like, April until next, like, February of 2015.
Yeah, it was, like, 9 months
yeah,
or something. Yeah,
it was 9 months.
You had another one about a year ago that lasted, like,
yeah.
6 months.
Yeah.
So just weird stuff that hangs on forever, and it's like, okay, well, there's an issue there, and this is very much a respiratory,
mm-hmm.
A respiratory issue for some of the people who are getting it.
Yeah.
So that's one factor. Now, since then, even since we made a decision, I've learned that I might be at higher risk than I initially thought too, as mm-hmm. a result of my kidney, my singular kidney.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, that in addition to respiratory systems, it also does quite a number on your kidneys. So,
wonderful.
I know. So that was a delightful thing to learn.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so we're certainly doing what we're not quarantining or anything, but we're certainly doing what
yet.
We can to. Oh, you are? Okay. I'm not quarantining yet.
I might.
You're
I don't
thinking
know.
About it.
I just found out that someone that I was in contact with in the last week has been in contact with someone who tested positive. So,
a friend of a friend of a friend mm-hmm. of a friend of a friend. I heard from a bartender that her friend one time had a cousin who had a garbage man who heard that they were going to sell Treasure Island. Anyway, so that was one of the things, your risk, obviously,
mm-hmm.
health, you got to stay healthy if you can.
Yeah, and just, like, the whole cough thing, like, I think it screws with me mentally as far as quality of life.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Because I just get impatient with it, like, I can't even go out to dinner with someone without hacking my way through it, or, yeah.
So there was that, there was...
I'd like to avoid that, if at all possible.
Right on. There was consideration of just the whole situation being a major distraction and
mm-hmm.
during the vacation and making it maybe less enjoyable than it should be.
Yeah.
That was a little bit of a factor.
And then we were going to be there during one of the weekends of March Madness. And,
well, March Madness is really just that first block,
mm-hmm.
the second one. But there would still be a lot of people around because it's Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So there's certainly that exposure. But then the other thing is, and this I really debated, my brain was in a battle of what is the best for the greater good of society.
Right.
And if I just knew, if there was just a definitive, people should not do this right now. And I know there's some guidance, but
mm-hmm.
like if you look at travel, it's like, it's very wishy-washy guidance.
Yeah.
If you're healthy.
Like, certain municipalities and states have said no gatherings of more than 250 people.
Right. But not all of them have, and Vegas certainly hasn't, and I don't know. So there was certainly part of me saying, you know what, there needs to be a certain number of people who are going about somewhat business as usual to keep the economy moving
right.
and to support the employees, and I certainly would like to be part of that if I mm-hmm. could, you know, without
people,
completely dismissing that there's some risk to it.
Right, and if people do go out, please tip generously, because
yeah.
people in the service industry are losing tips right now.
So anyway, there is that struggle
if you can afford to do that, please.
What
do.
Is the and if you can't, you really shouldn't be taking a trip. Although there have been people who've been reporting getting like round trip tickets for $30 on Frontier and shit like that.
But so, that means you have to fly Frontier.
I know, that doesn't make that any more palatable. So we made the decision on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I think that we were not gonna do it. And immediately upon making that decision, I know I felt great relief.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was the other thing that factored into my decision. We could have waited another week or two,
mm-hmm.
but I knew that every day...
Your anxiety would just increase.
I would just be annoyed having to think about, should I do this? Should I not do this? I'd
mm-hmm.
rather just make a decision and move on.
Yep.
And I'm glad we did. I felt a lot better as soon
yeah.
as we decided what we were going to do. So that was the right decision for us. That said, it might not be the right decision for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of... dismissiveness that I've seen and heard,
mm-hmm.
not directed toward us, but just
no.
in general.
Yeah.
There's a certain attitude by some that they know, whatever their opinion is, that their opinion is the one that everybody should believe.
Welcome to the internet.
I know. And everybody has to figure this out on their own. Mm-hmm. You know, short of, obviously, if there's a travel ban or a closure or things like that, the decision is being made for you, and you should mm-hmm. certainly, that means something. But where some of this is a little bit wishy-washy in terms of directives and things like that, you know, you got to figure it out on your own. So there's been a lot of discussion on the Facebook group, for example, about, do you remember the Facebook group?
A little bit,
It's still there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. On our Facebook group about whether or not people should go. And people are trying to figure these things out for themselves. Mm-hmm. And I get it. Some people want to take advantage of probably
the best
airfare and hotel rates they've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, supporting the Vegas economy or just going and having fun or continuing with what they had scheduled. I get that. And there have been reports. It's weird. The reports are very conflicting about what's going on right now
mm-hmm.
from people who are there. So I'm like, oh, it's really quiet. They'll post a picture of like the desolate strip.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody else is like, oh, I was super busy last night. So I guess it depends where you are and what mm-hmm. experience maybe you'd like to be perceiving. So yeah, whatever you end up deciding for yourself, that's fine. I guess what I'm asking is for people to kind of understand and respect others' decisions and maybe not be so dismissive.
Mm-hmm.
There was one guy today that I booted from the Facebook group, rightly so,
mm-hmm.
On one of these discussions where someone was weighing what to do. He's like, everybody should just shut up and go to Vegas. It was just a totally dick
move.
And he's no longer on the Facebook group. Because
that's not the kind of discourse we aim to provide.
Well, no, and sometimes it gets, you know, a little, sometimes mm-hmm. people give each other shit, but it's usually not in that. Like, again,
it's usually in a,
when somebody is the I know best for everybody, when they get into that, it's mm-hmm. like, you know what, you don't. So that annoyed me and fuck that guy, Jeff. So, the other thing to keep in mind is you don't know other people's circumstances.
Yeah.
Like,
somebody might have an autoimmune thing that
one kidney,
that might not be apparent,
or perhaps they are in contact frequently with their elderly parents who have
mm-hmm.
conditions, or you know, you can be completely healthy, and if you're going to be in contact with others who aren't, then maybe you want to not put yourself in it.
Mm-hmm.
A position where you're going to be more exposed to it. There's a lot of different circumstances where, you know, it can affect you in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
So you, generally, when you make those dismissive statements, you don't know what is going on with the other person. Just don't.
Yeah. My hope that, and this might be like too crazy to think, but is that people try to just do right by each other.
I know. And I certainly... That's the thing. It's like I'm trying to understand people. Well, that, you know what? Taylor, Max is going to go nuts right now.
The mail just arrived.
Mail just arrived. Taylor on the Facebook group had a really good comment.
Oh, God. Can you take a picture of this?
Oh, no, he's gone. Max just...
body slammed me.
This is good stuff. I'm going to get a picture for this. I'll post it on the... This is wonderful. Max, get down. I can't explain it properly, so I'm going to post this one on somewhere. I'll post it on the Facebook group that this is what you were dealing with while recording. Max's ass. I mean,
what
inch
is
from your
right
head.
By my ear.
No matter how shitty it gets in the world, we always have that guy.
Yes.
Anyway, Taylor, our friend Taylor on the Facebook group said, I think this is a really simple statement that says a lot. People aren't overreacting. They're reacting.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we can look back at this and laugh at how we overreacted someday. So mm-hmm. I know there's been a lot of like, oh, I can't believe those people are hoarding water and toilet paper. Think about at the most basic, like human
mm-hmm.
impulses. When things are chaotic, you want to feel in control of something.
Yeah.
And we all seek control in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And for some people, that's their impulse. Mm-hmm. They want to have control. They want to know that they've got those things that they're going to need if they have to hunker down inside mm-hmm. for 2 months.
Yep.
Whether or not it's realistic or not, it doesn't matter. That's what's giving them a sense of calm right now.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're the asshole who's going in and buying all the stuff and then selling it at a crazy markup.
Yeah, I know. I know. And yes, I know. I get it that there's then that causes problems for other people. I get all that stuff, but the core of why they're doing that, I understand it.
A lot of people aren't doing it maliciously.
No.
They're doing it to make themselves feel better.
Yes. Ultimately, they're trying to control what they can. And that's, at this point, that's what they can control.
That's an extra thing of toilet paper, then...
I get it.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily ideal, but I get it.
And people are shitting themselves over this, so...
That's true. So, I don't know. Like you said, this is probably a good time to maybe cut people a little more slack and try to be a little kinder. A little kinder when you can. What else? Do you have any... I don't know. Like I said, this is a weird show because we're not going down the normal... It's just... I just felt like I wanted to get a bunch of shit out.
You should be on the couch, not me.
No, because then Max would be... Then I'd have Max's asshole in my face. I don't want that. I don't know. Is there anything else? What is it, buddy? Poor Max. All right. So, do you have any other thoughts on this whole situation that we should... That you want to get out?
I do, but... I
know this was a big ramble fest and kind of a weird road to go down, but like I said, I was feeling weird and I'm like, I just want to fucking talk about it. And I know that there's other people who probably are thinking about it. And
yeah. And I know,
I'm not trying to be lecture either. No. I'm just like, I see some of this stuff and I'm like, just fucking ease up a little bit on people. If you can. I don't know. We're all just trying to figure this shit out. That's it. So I don't know what the fuck's going to happen in Vegas.
Yeah. I noticed a couple people on Twitter had canceled trips, and I'm sure a lot of people are wrestling with that decision.
Well, March Madness is that's the biggest sporting event. That's bigger than the Super Bowl now in Vegas. It has been for a few years. So that's a lot of people who are affected. Yeah. They have no reason to go if that's their major thing. There have been a lot of speculation about how low room occupancy is right now. Again, it's all... I heard from, so I don't necessarily...
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who...
No doubt.
Heard it from another who's been messing around.
Occupancy is lower than it normally would be. But I really have no idea whether or not it's so low that they would close, or if the closures would indeed be out of precaution. And precaution typically means their insurance people told them they have to close for risk management purposes. So that's how big business works. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm sure next week we will be talking about some additional developments. I'm hoping at some point we get to a place where things are more consistent and going in the other direction. It will. It's just, I don't know how long it's going to take.
Yeah.
That's the other thing, too. A lot of things are like, we're rescheduling for May. It's like, I don't know. That seems a little optimistic.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is this like a couple weeks from now? Are things going to start getting back to normal, kind of?
Nobody knows. That's the other thing. Nobody knows. It's all the uncertainty. How long is this going to be?
Yeah. When I see we're rescheduling for fall, I'm like, okay.
Okay.
That probably makes sense. But when it's we're rescheduling for 2 months from now, I'm like, good luck.
Yeah.
I don't know. So anyway, luckily our airline tickets, we've got a year to use them. To use that money, so that's cool. We'll make it back presumably within a year. If it's a year, I'm gonna go fucking nuts. Oh, can you imagine? It won't be that long.
We'll drive if we have to.
Oh yeah, I would do that. It's a long drive. It's 24 hours each way.
Oh, I know.
Well, I don't think we need to talk about that now.
No.
Don't even put that thought in my head right now.
Oh, okay.
You know, if we did drive, not yet. I'm not even ready to consider going. But
yeah, I'm more concerned about people 6 feet away from me. I don't want to be at a lot of public gatherings right now.
Yeah. All right. We'll see where it takes us. I hope you guys are all safe.
Yes.
Do what you got to do to feel better, you know, within reason. And be nice to each other and, you know.
Buy that extra bottle of scotch.
Is that your advice? If that's what it takes at this point. You think alcohol sales are going to be good?
People are going to be hanging
out at home, boozing it up? Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see.
If that's your thing.
If that's how you make yourself better. Mm-hmm. So you're encouraging people to self-medicate, really.
Or meditation.
Oh, there you go. Or meditation. Listen to some peaceful music. Mm-hmm. There's a wonderful Enya CD. Is Enya still a thing?
I don't think she's made new music for a while. I think her old stuff is keeping
Well, it's
her...
timeless.
Yeah. Oh, that one commercial. There's some commercial that uses one of her songs and I'm just like, enough, enough already.
I won't be listening to Enya. All right. Take care, you guys. We'll try to do a normal-er show next week, I hope.
Yes.
And we'll let you know when we're going to do that chat and all that stuff. But, you know, I hope you have a good week and that maybe things will become more normal soon. Until then, 500bymidnight.com is the website. Oh, the other thing is, if for those people who are in Las Vegas during this weirdness,
please let us know what it's
like.
Let
us know how. Yeah. I mean, if you're, and let us know either way. If you're like, no, this is pretty much just business as usual. It feels like a weeknight, you know, that's kind of. Mm-hmm. Not super busy, but also not super not busy. Let us know that, or if it seems desolate, let us know what your observations are. I'd love to hear what it's like. And some people have already begun posting some of that on the Facebook group. But even better, call it into the podcast line, 702-866-9494. That way we can share it on this podcast. Mm-hmm. It'll be wonderful. You can also send us emails if you have Dear Tim and Michelle questions. You can address those to 500@gmail.com. If you have just general, like, observations and shit, post them on the Facebook group.
I was supposed to start packing this weekend, wasn't I?
You still could for our next trip. It'll take you that long.
Thanks.
You can find us on Twitter. I'm 500. She's Anita Martini. And of course, 702-866-9494 is that phone number. Call us with your stuff.
Okay. I feel like, is it bad that I was encouraging people to drink?
Oh, I thought, no. I thought you were going to say you feel like the show has been inadequate. I feel that way every week, no. So it's okay. Thanks for listening, guys. Thank you for emailing,
but if you
gals.
Have problems with the alcohol, then
don't
go
drink.
Down that
no,
path.
No, you do what you have to do. Yeah, we're not advocating like people
no.
start doing meth if that's not their normal.
Right.
If it's normally how you get through things, whatever. You know, what was that thing on Live PD last night? What was her catchphrase? Just mething around.
Just mething around.
Yeah, if you're just mething around, if that's your thing. Who am I to stand in your way, but I'm not advising you start that habit as a result of the coronavirus. You do what you gotta do. Thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We appreciate it, and we will be back soon with a hopefully a more normaler show. Until then, have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.